All right, bro, we're back. Episode 11. Let's go. Dodgers.
All right. Oh, I feel good about it. I feel good about this.
Dodgers. Last week, we were talking shit. We're like, dude, can't be getting swept to the Padres. All horrible. But now we take 3 or 4 from Cubs, sweep the Giants. We're good.
Fuck the Giants.
Dude, I know. Max Muncy, giant killer. Let's go.
Yeah. My question is, he's second in the voting right now for the All-Star Finals. Who's first?
Gotta be Otani, right?
In the National League. I couldn't figure out who's first.
Is it Schwarber?
Could be Schwarber. Washington could be Schwarber. I just saw it really quickly. I didn't see it, but that's a good sign. I think a bunch of the Dodgers players were in like the top 10.
Yeah. What'd you think? Pitching looked amazing. Our bats are still, I think we're either, because going back to you, like live by the three, die by the three. Like right now, we're just like our only runs are homers. I don't know if that's good or bad as long as we're winning. But
it worries me. Live by the home run, die by the home run, man. It worries me. If you go cold at the home runs in the wrong time. I mean, we've seen it. We've seen it happen to playoff teams where they stop hitting home runs and it's like they can't play small ball.
Yeah, I like what Belly's starting to hit. That's a little bit better. I was worried for a minute. Mookie's looking good.
Mookie came around. He just needed a late bloomer, dude. And that's what happens when guys get paid. Guys get paid, and they get a little complacent in the beginning of the season. But he's he'll bounce back.
And now we're going to East Coast trip just for 4 games.
Washington, I think.
All right,
we worried about July weekend.
Just as long as we walk Schwarber.
Pitch to Schwarber. And that's the thing. I've never been a Schwarber fan. Schwarber for all those years in Chicago, dude, he was bad. He has a career batting average with Chicago of like 190. I mean, he was terrible.
I know.
And all he was there because he could play catcher and he could play the outfield. I mean, that was his main purpose as a Cub. So, and all of a sudden, how many home runs does he have in like 10 games now?
Yeah, he has 28 home. Oh no, I think it's like 10 in the last 17, or I don't know.
It's something stupid. I mean, he's on pace. He's on a crazy pace. I mean, obviously it's not sustainable. He's not going to keep this up, but fuck, dude, ride that wave while you're hot, you know?
And then
what's the bet on him? What's the anytime home run on him every game?
Him and Otani?
Nah.
Just lock him in, dude. Just lock him in.
Otani's a beast.
I know. What else do you got to say about that guy other than the home run derby is going to be epic?
Yeah. I love the fact that what's his name? Mancini's in it.
Is he really?
Yeah. He said he's going to do it. That's the guy, great story.
Right? Yeah. Great story.
Nice. I mean, how can you not root for that guy? I'm going to root for him.
And then Trevor Story will be cool since it should be in Atlanta, yeah. But whatever. We're not going to go into all that.
I still think that's kind of bullshit, but whatever.
I mean, no, whatever. It makes the home run derby a lot better because it's going to be
all the balls going to be sailing.
Dude, is there going to be a ball? Is there going to be a prop bet over under 550 feet? Hammer the over, right?
I'll take it. Let's take that. I don't even know when's the All-Star game. Is the 11th or something?
I just know it's coming up.
We got to watch that. Let's go somewhere and watch that.
And do you ever do the voting? Like, I know Dodgers, like, I just assume that they'll make it. I don't vote. Do you?
You know what, dude? Here's the thing. I remember as a kid, poke the little hanging chads out at the stadium, and you would just fill out like 20 of them and drop them in the box as a kid.
That was it.
Now I vote, and then it asks me for my email address, and I'm like, never mind.
I know, because you can just keep voting on different. So I don't think it's.
I thought it was legit.
Like, and you gave them a handout here. That was amazing.
I haven't voted in a long time. It's been a long time since I voted. I mean, but yeah, I remember as a kid, you used to go to the stadium and the ushers would pass out the ballots, dude. And I was like, Dad, let me borrow out the holes.
Wonder what they did. Them just walks up, fucking rips it out like that. his votes suck. Oh shit!
All right, this kid vote for.
All right,
let's see. All-Star game is Tuesday, July 13th. Okay. Don't make any plans.
It doesn't. The game doesn't matter anymore, right? it used to matter, which yeah, was crazy. Matter, could you imagine?
It's still fun.
No, no, I love that. But could you imagine it that was dealt on home field advantage? That's crazy.
Yeah. When they first announced that, I think that was one of C-League's projects. Was it? Yeah. It was C-League was the commissioner when that took place. Remember there was a tie in like Milwaukee, so we decided like can't have a tie now and all this stuff. When it first happened, I thought it was like super cool. I was like, all right, like it means something. Because, I mean, for a long time there, like who watches the Pro Bowl? Sure. Who would watch the NBA All-Star
game? It makes you watch it. But then again, it's like, fuck, if your team's in the World Series, all because of stupid All-Star game.
Yep. Yep. All because of a team, like it could have been a Giants player that got the game-winning home run for the Dodgers to get home field advantage. It's like, it makes it interesting. Don't get me wrong. It makes it interesting, but I don't know.
How are they going to make it interesting this year? You got to pitch Ohtani for an inning and then have him bat too, right?
See, what I always thought was, don't get me wrong. I think the MLB All-Star Game is the best All-Star showcase NBA of any is a sport. Joke. NBA is any a joke. Sport.
No problem.
Hockey got extremely cool. Hockey, when they started like doing the draft and they started doing like little 3-on-3 games, tournament style, I thought that was so awesome. I think Major League Baseball sooner or later is going to have to jump in and do something. Even the NFL did a draft. Remember, you had wide receivers lining up against their own cornerbacks.
It was cool, but they're also like, dude, I don't want to get freaking hurt. MLB, yeah. I think they're just like another day out in the ballpark, and the pitchers don't want to get shelled, and the hitters definitely don't want to strike out. So
exactly, and that's why I think they're going to need to do something that's going to keep up with like what hockey and NBA are doing. I think they're going to have to make it more exhibition. I would love to see some kind of draft where it's American League versus National League.
You don't like it how it is now. You want it more like
I like it, but I think times are going to change. I think it's going to change, and I don't know how I feel about that because I think the All-Star Game is like that true midsummer classic. It's like it's nostalgic. The All-Star Game is especially
the Home Run Derby.
I think the Home Run Derby is probably the best showcase in all of like sports.
The Griffey when Griffey started it all and Sosa, McGuire, I mean,
Griffey won back to back. I think he won in like he even won in Fenway, I'm pretty sure, in 99.
Yeah, even after that, Josh Hamilton had amazing. I mean, it's all been good.
Yeah. That's the thing, dude. I think the Home Run Derby is, I think, tops for me. I watch the Home Run Derby more than I watch the actual physical game.
Yeah.
I think the slam dunk contest for NBA used to be super cool. I remember being more cool as a kid. I think it kind of got a little too, I don't know.
It's Vince Carter.
Hollywood. Exactly, dude. Yeah, fucking, in the fucking hoop.
That was it.
You know? But some of the other stuff like the NBA, I think like the skills competition. It's like the 3-point contest. I what are the ratings got to be low on that? Like
Let me bet Curry every year.
And then the NFL tried to get stupid with a dodgeball game. That you know, you realize the dodgeball game literally lasted like 60 seconds. Like
I didn't watch it, but I think I remember Von Miller won or something. Who knows? All right, that's enough baseball. It was lame. It's not even All-Star break yet. Let's get into NBA. Dude, what is up with these injuries, man? Was LeBron right? Or we just freak accidents and it's just that.
I'm not gonna say LeBron was right, but I think they said they expected a lot of soft tissue injuries, but I mean, I don't know. You hate to see guys injured. You want to see both teams full strength on the court, who's the best, settle this one way. But hey, man, you know what? It's thrown major wrenches in the playoffs. It's making it very interesting.
Healthiest team's gonna
win. Everything we've predicted, throw it out the fucking window.
Oh, I know. But it doesn't. Yeah, it doesn't matter. But is load management on the hot seat right now? Because people are still getting hurt with those, even they're resting during the season.
Remember how much shit. Remember, think back like 5 or 6 years ago, how much shit they gave what's his name down Leonard. In San Antonio, Popovich, for resting a whole bunch
and
of
they
players.
They did win a couple of rings. No, that went before that. He didn't do load management with Parker and Ginobili and them, right? Or did he?
Who was it? I think it was. Remember, he was like resting players and he got in trouble, and the NBA changed the schedule around to make sure that like. They would have remember they did something with the schedule. We're talking like 3-4 years ago. They did something with the schedule to make it sure that teams weren't playing back, or every team had a back to back or something like that. I just remember there was like a big huge controversy where the NBA came down on them for like resting players, and it's just like, people pay money to come see these players on the road and you're resting them. It's bad for the league. Okay, well, what's the flip side of that? they play how many minutes a week?
Would you rather see him in the playoffs or regular season? But I do understand a guy saves up for it to buy his kids tickets and then the star's not playing. That does suck. Yeah. I don't know.
You can't have it both ways.
This playoffs has been kind of ruined, but it's still gonna be fucking interesting. Yeah. Who's gonna win? Healthiest team, right? At this point,
the healthiest team, absolutely. And the Suns are the current favorite. I don't know if the Clippers can come back. They gotta bounce back and win. Game five or six, excuse me,
which is gonna happen tonight. But okay, we talk shit about playoff P. We talk shit about Reggie Jackson. Props to them for having Reggie Jackson, fucking unbelievable.
Yeah. Yep. Another one is we were also asking is Giannis a fraud? And now is he going to play the next game? What's going to happen? Is he going to play game five? What's up with his knee? They said it was all clear. Everything came back negative, but.
And it doesn't look, Kawhi's not coming back either, right?
I think he's done. I think he's done. And I thought he was done when I saw him in the first game that he sat out and he was sitting up in one of the suites.
When you see him up in the suites.
The look on his face, he was just like.
And that's so him too, because most guys are hurt too. At least like maybe you're down there talking to the coach or like mismatches. He's just up there just like, dude, Paul George makes a big play. He's just like, oh, he doesn't even care.
Dude, but okay, like he's that type of guy though. He doesn't give a shit. He doesn't want to be. Remember, do you remember when he won the title in Toronto and they showed him the very next day in a Vegas freaking cabana and he's just sitting there like in the cabana in Vegas with like.
I still can't forget when they showed him on the court, he was celebrating, but then he realized he was celebrating when they beat the Warriors and then he settled down. He's like, oh shit.
Whoa. Getting too ahead of yourself there. Easy there.
But props to the Hawks. They probably might have won last night without Giannis still in there. What do you think? They look good. Who knows though?
I do you think that okay, that series is what 2-2 now? You think that series goes 2-2. 7? Oh, man. I mean, it all depends on who's playing. If Trae Young stays healthy, if Giannis gonna come back, I think it all depends on that. But I don't know the way it seems right now. I mean, well, now it comes trading blows.
Now it comes to I think Trae Young might come back, but whose role players are better? You can't have Brook Lopez out there anymore.
Oh god. Hey, he took down Brooklyn. He helped take down Brooklyn.
You know that he's the leading franchise scorer at Brooklyn? All time?
That surprised me, actually. Oh, God. Are you serious? Well, I mean, he was there for how long?
He was there for a while. But
it doesn't surprise me.
A former Laker, too.
Yeah. That's right. It's leading. Wow.
I don't know. I'm done with predictions. It's a crapshoot. The healthiest team wins.
Dude, I'm done with predictions. We texted yesterday. We were in the group chat with Meredith, and we said we're done with predictions. If Sweden loses that game, we're just done betting on soccer. Okay. The NBA and predictions. We've gone cold. We've gone cold.
Dude, Euro. Oh, my gosh. All right. Monday was insane, bro.
Those were the 3-3 games, right? The 2-3-3 games? That was insane. That's what probably one of the best, like I think, days of soccer that I've seen in a long time. Both those games, I was on the edge of my seat,
and I was at work. I wish we were at a fucking pub, dude. That'd be even more bad.
I know.
Speaking of that, okay, so let's go back to Saturday. Italy advanced, dude. There we go. They might have cost me some regulation money and. But at least they advanced for
it. My bad. I said they were going to score 2 goals. I said they scored 2 goals.
And they did.
I didn't think it was going to come in extra time too. I thought they could have scored 2 in regulation. But you know what? I'm an Italy guy. I had the jersey on the whole time. It made me very nervous that game. I knew that. I said it before. I said Austria makes me scared. I actually said it on the cast.
You did.
Austria scares me because you know what, the pressure, they have no pressure on them. All the pressure was on Italy because all the hype was on them. Austria has some young playmakers. They got David Alaba. They got some players that can play. They played carefree.
Yeah, once you said that they were the biggest favorites in the knockout stage, I was like, oh boy.
I did say that, remember? Italy, in all 8 games, Italy was the biggest favorite. And I knew it. I was like, I don't like that. I don't like it. And
but, it all just came down because we went to over-under. Is that our new sponsor?
That's what it was. I think so. We got it over-under. We know the bartenders. We know the servers.
No more Finnies, dude.
Well,
I'm just kidding. It's a great spot, but not for Italy games.
Yeah, that's why. So for this Friday's game, it's like, I don't know. What do I do? Do I start at Finney's again and go make my way to over-under? Do I just go straight to over-under? I don't know. I'm torn. These are tough decisions I have to make.
Either way, either way, bottomless for sure, but no tequila shots, right?
Oh God, I don't want to talk about it. Oh,
it's a rough Sunday, right?
It was a rough Saturday from like 3 o'clock on.
But it was awesome.
It was rough on my bank account. I know that.
What else? Yesterday's game, games. England, dude. Wow, electric. I think
England walks into the final now. But hey, you know what? We've predicted how everything was going to happen. I'm predicting England walks into the final. I hope I'm wrong. I hope I'm wrong on there. I think because England doesn't have any hard, but it's tough to play right now. The top of that bracket was
good. The way so they play tougher. Ukraine. And then
England's got Ukraine, then they get the winner of Czech Republic and Denmark, I think. Yeah, Czech Republic and Denmark. But
England, dude, aren't they always when everyone thinks they're gonna
find
win,
a way to lose. Okay. England always finds a way to lose. I hope they do it this year. Everybody's hyping them, everybody's saying they're the favorite to win it all now. So I hope that comes back to bite them.
Yeah. Do I just stick with Sterling scoring every game? It's been working.
If you know what, if he doesn't score, that's the game England loses.
Okay.
Because at this point, Harry Kane has looked like garbage. I know he had a goal. He had the second goal in that game. Yeah. But they've tied him up. They haven't. I think that's why Sterling's scoring so much. I think they're all the defenses are focusing so much on Harry Kane.
Which I don't know why. Sterling. Right? He looks, dude. Even I'm reading all the Twitter stuff. All the England fans are like, dude, get Kane out of the game. He's blowing it for us, right?
He hasn't done anything.
Yeah. And then the second game, dude, good. Thanks for the lock on Forsberg. Dude, if you would have scored a second, dude.
I know, my bad. I felt so bad for you on that, dude. Oh, we needed that. I was actually twice at work. Dude, hit the crossbar and the post, dude. Oh, my God. And then they end up losing the game 2-1 in the 120th minute.
Was that a solid red card? Or I don't know these soccer rules, man.
Are red cards ever solid? I mean, that's the thing about soccer. There's so much controversy, so much drama. Who knows if it was solid or not? I mean, we could argue it from here until.
Is it with you on this too? How I feel? I don't know. You've been a soccer fan for a long time. But every goal, I'm like, oh, wait till they call it offsides or not. I'm always like, are you like that?
I am. I never want to celebrate too early because, dude, the best part was, when Switzerland, he saved the last penalty and the goalkeeper was literally like, wait a minute, hold on. Am I good? Is it good?
Mbappe was either like, he was like, are we good? And then you celebrate after. Yeah.
It's like, he paused. He wanted to see, like, did I come off the line too early? Is he going to get to re-kick? Oh, no, I'm good. Okay. Then. So
I don't know about VAR. And then they still screw it up, right? It's always by like one knees in front. I don't know.
Yeah. But it's what makes it interesting, man. It adds to the drama. Soccer is a freaking adult sports soap opera. That's what it is.
Yeah. Oh, my dude. The fans. Oh, my gosh. Amazing. Those crowd shots are like, why does every guy have their shirt off that shouldn't have their shirt off?
It's the Euros, bro. That's how they roll in Euro. So the Europeans do it in the middle of summer. But dude, that the crowd shot of when Switzerland won it,
yes,
that was insane. Amazing. The Swiss fans in the corner, that was I want to experience that one day in my life. That was so sick.
Have you not experienced any like Euro soccer game like that or anything? Not like that, not Euro Cup, but
I've been to two big games in Europe, but they weren't nation games, they were club games.
Okay.
They were pretty sick experiences. I have to admit, like I couldn't ever look at like American sports after experiencing that. It's just a different vibe.
You're at an LAFC game, right?
Not even close. Those fake fans, bro. Talk about fake fans. Those are fake fans. Those are the leftover Chivas USA fans.
Those same fans are rooting for the Clippers right now.
Exactly. Those same fans took down the LAFC flags from their car right now because LAFC is garbage right now in the galaxy. They're destroying them. And they put on the Clipper flags at least for a couple more days until the Clippers possibly get bounced.
Hey, we know our LA fans too well, dude.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Okay. What other quick hits? Oh, Tampa.
We got
NHL. Looks
Tampa.
Like, I know it's 5-1. Not a series, not over yet. But I mean, those guys look like they're gonna repeat, huh?
That game's on right now. Actually, as on we right speak. Now.
But I mean,
0-0 halfway through the first.
No more hot goalie Carey Price. What did he give up? 5.
Yeah. Give up 5. I don't know, dude. With hockey, it's always too hard to call. It's always too hard to call.
Because all of a sudden, Montreal could happen. Yeah, they could win tonight, then all of a sudden they're back in it. So
look what happened in the Colorado Vegas series. Colorado looked unbeatable, and they lost that one game.
6-1, and then
boom, momentum gone.
So we'll see. Dude, who are you rooting for?
You don't want Montreal. Rooting for Tampa Bay.
Oh yeah, we talked about it last pod. We don't want Montreal.
I want Tampa Bay. I want to keep that thing in America.
Yeah, do it for Brady, right? Tampa.
Exactly. Tampa. Do it for your Rays that couldn't bring it home last year for in the World Series.
All right, a couple of quick NCAA hits. You want to start with, I know you're pissed off about this. Talk to me about, because you've been following more than I have, College World Series.
I'm going to get worked up if I do. I'm going to get very worked up, dude. It's honestly, I think, you know, I'm going to spit my piece, just free flow here real quick. The decision to not let NC State play in that decisive game against Vanderbilt, I think might go down in one of the worst NCAA decisions in the history of college athletics.
And that's saying a lot, because NCAA has fucked up a lot of times.
That was an abomination of college sports. And honestly, what I don't understand is, where's the AD at NC State? Where is the commissioner of the ACC? If I'm the AD and the commission or the commissioner of the ACC, I am breaking down the door at NCAA.
I agree.
Headquarters.
Because they got left with 15 players, right?
To be kidding me. Look at the fucking stands.
The hypocrisy is crazy.
And you change the testing rules to now test vaccinated players. You notice how we have not heard or have not found out if those same players tested negative the very next day?
We haven't, right?
You know. I guarantee the NCAA does not want us to know, because I guarantee you they tested negative. Some of them were already vaccinated, and you're not going to – I don't know, dude. I honestly think it was probably one of the worst. And here's the other thing. Couple theories. You have a national championship right now that is actually on right now. Mississippi State is up 3-0 or 4-0, excuse me. Now you got an SEC versus an SEC in the national championship. Little fishy in my opinion, because you know the NCAA loves to fucking massage the SEC's balls.
Yep.
The other thing is
because they bring all the
exactly. Would this have ever in a million years happened if it was a football semifinal playoff game?
Oh hell no. If it was like name one SEC team. If LSU
if this was like a LSU Alabama semifinal game, winner goes on to play the winner of Clemson Ohio State. Do you think they're gonna cancel and say, sorry Alabama, you've got 10 guys with COVID, where LSU's in automatically? No, dude, never a million years. The NCAA should be ashamed. This is literally a black mark on the NCAA. The only problem is because it's baseball and not a lot of people follow NCAA baseball.
True, but now they are. Now everyone is. It feels like they're watching it the most this year. Yeah,
I can go on about it for longer and longer, but it's sickening.
I just hate it because we keep thinking COVID's over, and then COVID stories just keep coming up, and it's fucking brutal.
Let these fucking kids play, dude. They've been around each other. They've been quarantined with each other for how long? And you have the whole entire stands without a mask, and you're worried about like 5 kids that probably already vaccinated that tested positive.
Yeah, and they're not even asking these fans if they're vaccinated or not, right? They're just assuming.
Nope. It's honor system, and you're gonna kick a team out of the semifinal game to go to the World Series, and here the team you put in is now down 5-0 and probably gonna lose.
Hey, so ball don't lie, right?
Ball don't fucking lie. Thank you. Ball don't fucking lie.
We should have hammered Mississippi State.
Dude, honestly, if I'm NC State, I would have said, you know what? Fuck you, NCAA. Vanderbilt, get on the field. We're gonna ump this game ourselves. We're gonna play this game right now.
Dude, I think Portnoy was almost like, dude, I'll fucking pay for a game right now and let's just do it. Yeah. Let's make it happen.
Bullshit. I think if Mississippi State wins this game, which it looks like, I mean, it's 5-0, anything can happen. It's the top of the fifth right now. Mississippi State's up to bat. They got one out, runners on first and second. Anything can happen. But honestly, if I'm Mississippi State, I think out of pride, out of Mississippi State, I would say NC State, let's go play 3 games on a neutral field.
Yeah, but then they'll come back and say NC State knew the rules. There's something about – I'm not saying I'm on NC against NC State, but
– I don't have a dog in the fight. I don't care about
I just think
I think it's just bullshit to take this opportunity away from these fucking 20-year-old kids that
– I totally agree. This is
absolute bullshit. Absolute bullshit. NCAA should be embarrassed the way they handled this.
Well, dude, they always – horrific. They always find a way to mess up. And now – today, now they're going to – finally, long overdue, players get – athletes get paid on their likeness now.
Paid for likeness, yeah.
Okay, so that's something they did right, but why did it take so long?
Again, because, dude, the NCAA is – people want to talk, like, corruption in sports, and they always talk about the Olympic Committee. They talk about FIFA. They do talk about NCAA. I honestly think the NCAA is probably one of the most corrupt organizations out of all the three we just named. They might be the most corrupt.
Oh, yeah.
I think they just sit there in an ivory tower and they just count cash. That's all they do. They got machines. You ever seen, you remember that scene in like Scarface when they're like counting all the cash and the numbers off? It's like, we got to recount it. And they're just loaded up in bags and they're walking to the bank. That's the NCAA. That's all the NCAA is good for. They just sit there in their ivory tower and they just count cash.
So here's the thing. So Johnny Manziel and Tim Tebow are going to be expecting residuals, right? Because, dude, Johnny Manziel, he's probably broke now, dude. Yep. That guy, how much money he should have made off his likeness? Oh my gosh!
Yep. And it's so funny. The guy who started all this was a fucking NBA player for UCLA. He's the one that really started this whole entire thing.
Oh, really?
Yeah. What's his name? Baylor.
Oh yeah, he said what that. He started like the whole movement.
He's the one that started this whole entire movement. He's the one that first sued the NCAA.
Good for him, man. It should have happened a long time ago.
I think I have that right. I'm pretty sure it's Elgin Baylor, right?
I think you probably have it right. I don't.
We might have the wrong guy.
The only thing with this on here, obviously, how is it going to work though? Because NBA and
My bad. O'Bannon. Ed O'Bannon. O'Bannon. My so bad. Completely wrong guy. My bad.
Because Elgin, I was going to say Elgin. No, I was talking Elgin.
I was going to say it's way too long ago.
So only thing that does work.
O'Bannon.
Basketball players and football players obviously going to be making more off their likeness. How's it going to work with other sports? That's the only thing I always look like. What about the water polo team? This, that. How's that?
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, they're going to have to, like you said, pay residuals for all the water polo caps of players that I've purchased from their student store.
I guess these players could just start branding themselves better, right? I guess that's what they'll have to do.
I think it's going to come down to, because, I mean, don't forget about, like, now aren't they bringing back, I think this year or is it next year, they're bringing back NCAA football for like, video game, the PlayStation game. They haven't had that game in I don't know how long.
So those guys are going to make, a ton of money. Good for them. But dude, some of these guys back in the day were like, dude, we should have made so much. Now you're going to change the rule. We've been asking for this. And then, but then there's also, you got to look at the other side of it. You get free scholarship, free housing,
free food.
No, I know. So you look at that side of it and people are like, come on. So I don't know.
But also, you know what? Here's a question, I guess. Here's a topic to think about. Instead of maybe paying them, how about allow them a little bit more freedom when it comes to what they're allowed to do that's not going to get them suspended or kicked out of school?
There you go. And going like, back to NCAA being fucking corrupt and suck because they, you got an autograph. Somebody, you sold their autograph.
Exactly.
Oh, you're suspended.
Somebody bought you a dinner at fucking McDonald's. Oh, that's you're receiving gifts and cash.
There you go. That's what I want to change. Always should have changed.
But then again, don't be idiots like SMU back in the 80s and, like, you know, somebody give you a fucking Corvette. I can see both sides.
And don't steal crab legs. Like,
throw laptops out the window. What else? Oh, no, that was a Scam Newton. Scam Newton threw the laptop out the window at Florida.
Oh, yeah.
And then his dad shopped him like a freaking hooker to the highest bidder, which happened to be Auburn.
Yeah, Cam Newton, I heard there's controversy already, but he'll start, right?
I don't know, dude. I always thought he was a good scrambler. I think that was short-lived in Carolina. I don't think he is the same anymore. I think his career is – I think he's got maybe a couple more seasons in the NFL. That's my opinion. I think he's got a couple more seasons until he's just done. He's going to be a backup somewhere.
I mean, he won MVP and he had a chance to serve a ball if he jumps on the fumble. But.
Yeah, he bitched out on that one. He bitched out on that. But did they have a chance to win that? I mean,
I don't think so. Denver's defense
was they shut them down. Yeah. They knew they played the defensive game of their life because Peyton Manning was not going to get on they were not going to get on Peyton Manning's shoulders.
No way.
Peyton Manning had no shoulders left. He couldn't even move his neck.
And then what else? And NFL news, I think Rodgers is going to stay. I know we talk about him every cast, but he's going to stay at this point.
I think he's going to stay at this point. Like I said, I think I said it last week. If nothing has happened yet, I don't see it happening. I don't see it. I don't see anything happening.
And then nothing else. I mean, pretty soon the NFL will be able to talk a lot more about it, but it's still kind of dead right now. Not dead, but just little storylines. And then what else? Wimbledon? Oh, man, it's kind of a downer. Dude, Serena, that's brutal.
Yeah.
And then Nadal obviously is not playing. Osaka's not playing. Can we just put Nadal, Djokovic, Federer in the finals and fast forward to that?
I think so. I don't know. Andy Murray looked good today. He had a huge comeback and obviously in his home soil, and he's got the crowd behind him. He's not ranked or seeded right now, but I would say
that'd be an epic story. And then
watch out for him because he steps up when it comes to Wimbledon. You know, he's the only British guy of relevance in there right now.
And then one of our US Sam Querrey won, but of course Isner, whatever, he lost today. U.S. Yeah. We got no guys, bro.
This is what I'm saying. USA tennis is just down right now. It's just especially men's tennis. It's just down. It's just really down. And we need a big name to come up. You know, where's the Andre Agassi, Pete Sampras of the world?
We got the women's side that's good, but the men's side will never have. So who's gonna win the women? So we're rooting for Coco Gauff now.
She's pretty much the only. I mean,
or is the other one? I don't know. I'm not big on tennis. The other girls.
Stevens.
Yeah, Stevens.
Stevens. She's still alive. She's still alive.
Did Venus win today?
Venus lost. She's gone. Okay, who did she lose to? I remember who she lost to, but she lost in straight sets.
She had a hell of a career, but she's. I don't know.
Yeah. Her career, she was never as good as her sister.
No.
I hate to say it. I mean, they're both phenomenal. She was never good as her sister, but her career, I think, was kind of over a couple years ago.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I mean, here's Here's my question. Tennis Federation. I watched the Murray match today. Tons of people in the stands, filled, no masks. What if one of the players tests positive? Not even another John Rahm situation. You going to kick them out of the tournament?
See, that's the
John Rahm member could have played that entire tournament by himself, not near another single soul.
I know. That's what we were saying. John Rahm got fucked over. I'm glad he won the fucking US Open, but
he bounced back big time.
NC State got screwed over. It's just these rules are just brutal.
And now they're talking about. I mean, actually, I didn't want to get into it.
I almost said it.
I'm not saying it.
I know. I think we're gonna start wearing masks again, dude. I think we're
fuck, dude. I don't know.
I don't even want to say the D word. I already know. Yeah.
Yep. That's why I held myself back. You know. So I don't know. I think we'll see what happens. We got a big playoff NBA game tonight. We got this Mississippi State Vanderbilt game.
Our pod's going to come out tomorrow. So, I mean, what do you think? Who do you think's going to win tonight, Suns or Clippers?
What's the spread in that game?
Let's pick them. I'm going to say Suns because everyone thinks Paul George, all of a sudden, he's playoff P. I think the Clippers fold tonight. But I do like how they play.
You
think? Yeah,
I'll take the Suns. You convinced me with that enough as it is right now.
I think tomorrow morning's gonna be like, oh, Paul George back to missing free throws at the end of the game.
Yeah, well, tomorrow's gonna be interesting because tomorrow We'll know a little bit more. We'll see what happens in the NHL playoff. Is Tampa Bay going to go up 2-0? Is Montreal going to come back and tie it? And you know what? We didn't touch on it today because we specifically were trying to avoid it, but there's going to be some more issue, I think, in fallout of this Trevor Bauer story. So we're not touching that yet.
Not touching that, but it's
not touching it. Let the facts come out. Yeah, let the facts. Let the
it looks horrible.
Work itself out. Sound good to begin with. Doesn't sound good. Like I said, anytime there is an accusation, I think we need to let the facts play out. Yes. Listen to the facts. The fact that the word safe word was in there, probably not a good sign. Just saying. But
then again,
we'll have more information.
Did you see Bill Cosby got off?
Oh my God. I saw one of the greatest. Somebody posted an amazing fucking caption that said, like, the world, free Britney, the universe, best I can do is Cosby. And then it showed like the Pawn Star guys.
Oh my God.
Like, world, free Britney, universe, I can do is Cosby. And it's the Pawn Star guys behind the counter with that look like.
That's crazy, dude. I didn't even look into it, but I just saw that he was off. I was like, wait, what? I thought he was definitely.
Yeah. It's how much money you got and who you know sometimes, man.
Yeah.
You know? It's the OJ syndrome. Dude, I didn't realize this. Mississippi State is up right now and they're throwing a no hitter. They got a no hitter through five.
Oh my God.
Going into the sixth inning, they're no hitting. Wonder if NC State would have been no hit. Well, never know. Thanks, NCAA.
Congrats to Mississippi State on winning it, though. Knowing this means Vanderbilt's going to come back and win, that I said that now.
We'll see.
Shit, bro. All right, we'll do another pod soon. Hopefully more NBA talk. And then Dodgers will sweep the Washington Nationals or take 3 or 4. What do you think? Who knows?
I'll be happy with 3 or 4. I'll be very satisfied with 3 or 4 on the road.
Walk Schwarber. Very happy. Do not pitch to him.
I'd say honestly,
you can't walk the leadoff guy, but do something.
If he hits a home run in the first game of the series, okay, then I'm walking him. Like, just don't even let him hit. Take the bat out of his hand. Who else do they have? I mean, I know they're solid. I know they got some solid guys. But take the bat out of his hand.
I like it.
It's only a matter of time. I guarantee you, we're talking about Schwarber and all his home runs right now. I guarantee you, come the end of the season, we're going to be talking about Schwarber on a freaking 0-for-90.
Oh, I thought you were going to say it's going to be, before you know it, they're going to check Ohtani and Schwarber for steroids. Yeah. I thought you were going to say that. Oh, dude, what'd you think of the same? Finally, someone got caught?
Foreign sticky hands?
Foreign substance. It's a Rosen. That's, he said it was a Rosen bag, right? And
yeah, right.
Back to your boy Manfred, dude. I guess
fucking Manfred. And you see Josh Donaldson talking shit too. He hit a home run off of who was it, Giolito?
Yeah, that guy's always been a
punk. He's crossing home plate. You know, I liked him when he was on when he was in Oakland. I liked him before when he was in Oakland.
Yeah.
But then he talks too much shit. Remember that, like, was it 2 years ago when he crossed home plate and he fucking like stomped on the plate and like covered it with dirt and the umpire threw him out and.
Yeah.
I do remember there was one game where he got into it with Machado. Remember he tagged Machado?
Machado was on the Orioles. Yeah.
I wish they would have thrown down right
now.
Two
biggest douchebags. All the douchebags are at third base, except for Arenado and Turner, legends.
Hot corner. I did love, what's
who it? Else?
What the fuck's Beltre?
Oh,
I thought Beltre was a good guy. I loved Beltre.
He had that career. Beltre had his career year with us because he knew he was about to get paid the next year.
Yep.
Did horrible in Seattle and then went to Boston and killed it. So he just he got
Texas.
Paid. Oh no! Oh, he went to Seattle first.
Yeah.
Sorry, I meant to say Texas and
yeah, up Texas.
Being, yeah, Hall of Famer for sure.
Oh yeah, right. He has to be. He has to be.
But it was just funny. He sucked with the Dodgers until his contract year and then.
Yeah.
Whatever. But I love Beltre either way.
Yeah, I do too. Just don't touch his head.
All right, man.
We should do this again. We'll get together. We'll do this again.
Yeah, let's do it.
We'll see if we get some guests. We got some guests lined up. We'll see if we can get one of them on.
Yeah, we do.
4th of July coming up.
Oh, so. Yeah. If we don't do one before the fourth, so give me some knockout stages. Or are you done with predictions on that? It's too hard, right?
You know what? I'll still do it. I'll still do it because I'm a soccer guy. Yeah. England, I think they beat Ukraine easily. I'd love to see Denmark beat Czech Republic. I think that game is going to be a lot closer than people think.
Okay.
I think that's going to be a toss-up game. I think it's going to be a great game. Who's Spain got? Spain has...
Who do they have?
Why can't I think of who Spain has? All right, we'll come back. We'll come back to the Spain one. Oh, they got Switzerland. Switzerland beat France.
Oh, shit.
Spain, Switzerland, I think it's actually be a great game. Everybody is on Spain. I think watch out for Switzerland. They're flying high right now. They got all the confidence in the world. You just knock out the defending world champions. Yeah. Watch out. I don't think Spain hasn't really impressed me very much throughout the whole tournament.
No.
I get they've scored, what, 5 goals in 2 straight games? But still, they haven't looked great. They haven't looked like old Spain from 10 years ago. So watch out for Switzerland. And then I'm obviously saving the biggest one for last because, you know what, I got to be a homer. Let's go. I'm taking Italy. I know here's the thing I don't like. Italy opened as favorites in that game.
What is it? What's the money line?
I want to say they're like +110 and Belgium is like +190 or something. So it's close. I mean, it's close.
Okay.
But Belgium has 2 superstars that are currently right now questionable.
I was gonna text you. De Bruyne's
got an ankle and Hazard's got a hamstring.
But Lukaku's still out there.
He's dangerous. He's always dangerous. So watch out for him. Dude, Mississippi State just keeps on hitting.
Good for them, man. Oh, and another, but, since we're still on soccer, it's Messi staying with, I know it's contracts. Is he staying with Barca?
I don't think so, because he wanted out last year.
Oh,
he wanted out last year, and which I thought was crazy that they kept him. Like, imagine being like, this is an Aaron Rodgers situation. I don't want to be here. Let me go. I hate the organization. I hate where the direction of the team is going. I want out. And he ended up staying. Imagine, like, keeping a guy that, you know, like, hates you and, like, he still just goes out there and plays. Got to give him credit.
So, but
did you see his contract 4 years?
I saw that.
Dude, out there who's got kids, dude, put your kids in soccer. Like, put your kids in soccer. Send them to Europe right now. Put them in soccer. End of story. That is where the money is at. These people who are NBA and NFL and baseball, you think they're making a lot of money? That's because you just don't understand soccer.
Yeah, it was like
this guy just got paid 4 years, $650 million.
And then you don't know where he's going to go, though? It's too hard. Who knows, right?
Who's got the most money? Who can afford him? I think
Galaxy.
Actually, he said he wants to end his career in MLS, but they all say that and it's bullshit. I think they're just trying to hype up your USA soccer.
Beckham did that, right?
Beckham did it right now. There's what's his name in Miami? The guy, the fat guy, that the Argentinian Higuain. Okay. He's in the MLS, I think, right now. So I don't know.
Who knows?
But I'm taking Italy. I'm ride or die, dude. I'm all in. I'm down with it.
Let's go Italy.
I'm taking
bro.
Italy. I think they got kicked in the mouth. They got punched in the face against Austria. They tasted their own blood. They know what they need to do now.
So did I.
I think they go out and they think they. Yeah, we all did. We all got punched in the fucking face on that Saturday. The tequila punched us in the fucking face. Yeah. But I think they handle business against Belgium.
I like it.
I'm hoping for an England Italy final and. We'll see. I'm not going to get ahead of myself.
I know. We'll talk about it more. Because that won't be until down the road. So,
yeah, the 11th will be the final.
Okay. So we'll preview it. It'll be Italy against Ukraine.
Dude, knowing our picks, watch, it's like Switzerland versus fucking
probably
Switzerland versus Czech Republic.
Yeah, probably. But just fade Mark and we'll be good.
Yeah, who's Mark? We'll find out how Mark has. I'll be like, opposite. Nope.
Oh, shit. All right, bro.
All right, man.
Go Suns.
All right, brother.
All right.
Later. Go Suns. I'll see you, man.